Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say a 17-year-old boy has been charged with murder and the stabbing deaths of his foster mom and foster brother. Xavier Johnson is accused of killing 64-year-old Renee Gilliard, found stabbed to death in a bathtub in her Germantown home Tuesday morning. Later that night, the body of 20-year-old Jimmy Mayo was discovered inside a duffel bag along Cobbs Creek Parkway. Mayo had been missing since late December. Police have charged Johnson with his murder as well. The man who stabbed and ran over his ex-girlfriend outside her job in White Marsh Township has been found guilty on all charges, including first-degree murder. The story from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
Took the jury a little over 2 hours to find Lawrence Crawley guilty of all charges stemming from the early morning hours of August 3rd back in 2018, where he attacked his ex-girlfriend Angela Stith as she sat in her car during a break at her job at Vector Security. And in that video, you can see him smashing her car window with a hammer, slashing at her with a knife, then tackling her after she was able to scramble out of the passenger side. He stabbed her 4 times in the parking lot before coworkers ran out to chase him off, but he came back in his Chevy Avalanche and ran over her.
The first-degree murder conviction carries a mandatory life sentence. City officials have confirmed a cracked and leaking gas main caused the fire and explosion that killed 2 people on South 8th Street in South Philadelphia back in December. And now angry neighbors are demanding assurances that the neighborhood is safe.
We're trying to decide if our lives are going to be safe, if our homes are going to be safe, and we are getting really no information at all.
Neighbors took over a news conference called Thursday to confirm the finding that leaks from a 92-year-old gas main under the block were the proximate cause of the explosion. Doug Mosier of PGW says the State Public Utility Commission is looking into the root cause.
We cannot speculate or will not speculate as to what the cause of the crack and break was.
Mosier says some of PGW's 6,000 miles of mains date back to 1900. A New Jersey man has pleaded guilty in Bucks County to charges he exposed himself to a waitress and got into a fight at his own wedding reception. 32-year-old Matthew Amers pleaded guilty to simple assault, disorderly conduct, and indecent exposure, and sentenced to 6 years probation. According to authorities, Amers followed an underage waitress into the women's room during his wedding reception at Northampton Valley Country Club. She claims he pulled her into a stall and started kissing her against her will. She says he tried to unbutton her pants and then exposed himself. The simple assault charge came after Amers tried to fight a worker at the country club who told him he couldn't take a drink outside. A judge has dismissed rape and indecent assault charges against a former Philadelphia police officer accused of drugging, raping, and taping an encounter with a woman. KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Novice Sloan was charged in September, authorities alleging he drugged and raped a 21-year-old, slapping, choking, and threatening her during the encounter. The defense argued the woman consented, as both she and Sloan bought sex toys and such at a shop prior to the incident, and they say at some point she seemed to be actively involved. But prosecutors argued the case should go to trial so a jury can answer the question of when a woman can withdraw consent.
The search continues for 5-year-old Dulce Alves, who was abducted from a playground in Bridgeton, New Jersey back in September. And for the first time, we're hearing from federal investigators in the case. Christina Bedford heads up the National Child Abduction Rapid Deployment Unit out of Virginia.
It's been 4 months, but that's not to say that law enforcement and investigative agencies aren't thoroughly working this case. A lot of things are happening behind the scenes.
Atlantic City-based special agent in charge Gregory Erie says they're still following leads and combing enough video to fill the Library of Congress several times over.
The family should keep up hope. We do. We want a recovery of that child and any missing child. So the community and the family should not give up hope.
Investigators urge the community to be patient and to come forward with any information they believe may be relevant to the case. Longing for warmer days, the Philadelphia Flower Show has announced the details of this year's big event. The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's Sam Lehemny says this year's theme, Riviera Holiday, conjures up images of the perfect winter getaway.
I think everybody's wanting to go to the south of France or go to a Mediterranean climate and just relax on the beach in the middle of winter.
Of course, with a theme like that, you have to include the Principality of Monaco. Ambassador Maggie Macario Doyle.
And our connection is one of Philadelphia's favorite daughter, Grace Kelly, who at the pinnacle of her career left it all behind to come to Monaco and to marry a prince.
Grace Kelly's legacy will be honored at the show with a small replica of the Princess Grace Rose Garden and a replica of her wedding dress. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.